What was your overall impression of Governor Beshear's budget address?
Well, I was happy and very pleased with our capital projects being included in the budget. First of all, our number one project is the engineering and physics that we've been working on for so long, since 1998. We do have to do some fundraising because in the budget it includes $5 million that we would raise, and then they would appropriate the $32 million to give us our total to build it. But we've been waiting for that. The students have. That's going to really help the education process. We're going to have more STEM degrees, and it's just going to be a real asset to the university community and to the region. The second project was also included. That's the Breathitt Veterinarian Center in Hopkinsville, and that's crucial to the whole state of Kentucky. So it's not really Murray State's project, it's the state of Kentucky's project, and that's it's long overdue, and so I'm glad that's included. Our final project is agency bonds. And that's Franklin Dormitory, and we do need a new residential college. As you know, enrollment's been increasing. We've been pushing recruitment, and we've got to have some really nice places for students to stay when they come. We've got to be able to take care of them. So I was pleased with that part. Well, I'll tell you what I wasn't pleased with, and that's the 2.5% cut to our appropriation, because that funding is crucial and projects are great, but they add cost to operate. So 2.5% is a $1.2 million cut to us, and then also we have to pick up our share of the pension cost, which is a little over $800,000. So in his budget, essentially we've got a cut of $2 million. Going into that, before I even knew about this, we were looking at a $2.7 million deficit, and now we add two more million to that. That's $4.7 million, and it's devastating to our operating budget. You know, I've taught at Murray State University for 47 years, so I've been around students and love students and know that's what the university is all about. And when we get these cuts, what's happening is we're being forced to increase tuition. And I just hate that, you know, that the students have to pick up that cost. But we're still working with the legislature. We're trying to see if what we can do to get those cuts reduced, because it will be devastating. But in the meantime, We're trying to be more efficient, reduce costs where we can, enhance other revenues. So we're planning on it, you know, and we're going to do the best that we can.
Is the Council on Postsecondary Education considering tuition caps? And if they are, how much would they consider?
Well, of course they are. I mean, that's their job, to look at tuition, to set the rates. So they will set the rates. The university presidents have already indicated that with these cuts, you know, we're going to have to raise tuition, even though we don't want to. But we have not had meetings on that yet. So we'll start in the next few weeks with meetings for discussion about what we think tuition increases will need to be, and then the CPE will determine what the rates can be and what the caps will be.
Since we're in the process of hiring a new full-time president, do you get the impression that any of the current candidates, without tipping any hands or naming names, do you get the impression that they're prepared for the kinds of challenges that Murray State's facing?
Well, you know, it's really tough. I mean, when you come into Kentucky, the economy's not been good. Higher education has suffered 17% in cuts since 2008. And so it's going to be a tough job. I view my job as interim as doing the most that I can to get the university ready for a new president. So we're fighting every day. We're going to Frankfurt. We're talking to our students here. We've appointed budget task forces to look at this. We've got three groups right now, students, faculty, and staff, that have come up with recommendations on how we can become more efficient and reduce cost and enhance revenues. And now the vice presidents have those in their hands. They're studying those proposals. They're coming back to me with things that we can do to be more efficient. And so that's what we're going to do. And hopefully it's going to be in good shape for the new president.